Okay, let's get into Sefer Yeshayahu, Perech Chavav. And this perech gets us into what most of the prakim that are in the second half of Sefer Yeshayahu are about. We spoke about a lot of tzaris over the last few prakim, tzaris for Klal Yisrael, tzaris for other nations. But in this perech, Yeshayahu HaNavi envisions Yemos HaMashiach, envisions Geula, and he sings about it. And he sings about what's going to be. And that's, as we learn, all of Sefer Yeshayahu. And we focus on so many of the prakim that discuss what's going to be. So this should be a kiyum of Sipisli Yeshua, as we will talk about. The more we talk about it, the more we get excited about it through the words of Yeshayahu that saw it thousands of years before it happened. And he was excited about it, so that should give us chizuk too. So the parak starts off by Yomahu. On that day of Mashiach, B'Yemos HaMashiach, Yushar Hashir Hazeh Be'eretz Yehuda. The following song will be sung in Eretz Yehuda. Eretz Yehuda meaning all of Klai Yisrael will be together. There won't be Yisrael and Yehuda split up anymore. It'll all be Eretz Yehuda. Ir Azlanu, in the city that is a stronghold for us, that is, of course, Yerushalayim, Yeshua Yashis Chomos Vachel. And there will be salvation on the Chomos and the Chel. Those are the upper, the bigger walls and the smaller walls, right? There will be a song sung in the entire city. There's one word in this pasuk that is the basis for a medrash. It's in the Mechilta, and it's also in the Yalkut Shimoni, discussing that it says here the word shir in Lashon Zachar, not like shira, which is in Lashon Akeva. So the Yalkut in Bishalach, I'll read it from, in Reish Ben Beis, says that there were 10 shiras that were sung in Tanakh, as is mentioned. But then after listing off the 10 shiros, shiras Hayam, and Shiras Be'er, and Yoshua, and Shiras Devorah. And then it says, Manishtana Hoda Zo Mikol Ado Sheba Torah, V'chulu V'chulu. I'm sorry, at the end it says, Ha'asiris, the 10th Shia will be, La'asil Avo. Shine'emar, Shirul, like it says in Tehillim, Shirul Hashem Shir Chadash, Tihilaso Bekal Chasidim, V'chulu, Kal Ashiros Sha'avru Kriyos Malashin Akeva. All shiros that have taken place already are in feminine. Why? Because kashem shanakeva yoledas kacha teshuos sha'avru hayachreim shibud. A female symbolizes birth. Birth means there's something going to be in the future. There's going to be something that comes out more. So by every geula, there's going to be another stage. There's going to be a galus and a geula from that. Galus and geula. Aval hateshua shilasid alavo. But the salvation in the future. Kriya balashin zachar. That's the lashin of a male. Zachar. Shnei amar shaluna re'u im yivaleid zachar. Kishem she'ena zachar yivaleid. Kach. Hateshua ha'asida lavo einachare ashibud shenemar Yisrael noshav Hashem teshuas olamim. The ultimate Yeshua is going to be forever. There won't be anything. That'll be the final stage. And therefore, says the Yalkut, that's the Lashon of Zachar. So that is what is described in certain prakim in Tehillim, when David HaMelech is talking about the future, and that's what's described right here by Yishayo, by Yomayhu Yushar Hashir Hazeh, in Lashon Zachar. This is also mentioned by many of the Mefarshim on the Haggadah, because we say towards the end of the Haggadah, the Nusach of the Mishnah quotes what we say towards the end of Magid, V'nomar Lefanav Shira Chadasha Haleluka. And then later on, in the Bracha of Asher Ga'alanu, we say V'nodeh Lecha Shir Chadash. So what's the difference? So based on this Mechilta, the Mechilta is in B'Shalach also, the Mechilta and the Yalkut. Both of them are mentioned at the end of Magid. We talk about Shir Chadash in the past, Shir Chadash in the future, because that exactly this reason, the one in the future is going to be Lashon Zachar, meaning the final stage. Good? So we continue. So on that day, there's going to be an amazing song sung. What is it going to be? Pischu Sha'arim, open up your gates, Yerushalayim. The Avo, who's going to be Zocha to come into the gates? Goyd, Tzadik, Shomer, Emunim. A righteous nation which has lasted for thousands of years, and they were Shomer Emunim. What is Shomer Emunim? Rashi says, Shomer is from the Lashon of, we know it from Parshas Vayeshev, Va'aviv Shamar Sadavar. What does Rashi say there? By Yaakov Avinu waited to see when it would come true, Yosheva Matzapa Masayavo. So says Rashi here too. Sheshamar Vitzafa Bigaluso Yamim Rabim Le'emunaso Shalagadish Baruchu Sheikaim Aftachaso Shiftiach Apinaviyav Lagalam. Hashem was being waiting for the Bnei Yisrael, were waiting for the Hashem's promise to be fulfilled, and we reflected emuna in our actions. We never gave up from having bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is another theme in this parak, not just geula, but the emuna that we had throughout the galus in the salvation, and that is why we will be zocha to go through the gates of Yerushalayim and be part of the geula. We mentioned in the past the Archaim HaKadosh in Parshas Kisisa, where he uses this by another context of shmirah, not just shomer emunim here for the geula, not not just by Yosef and Yaakov, but by Vesharu and Israel as a Shabbos. That every day of the week we have to look forward to Shabbos. Yoshevu Mitzape Masayavo. That's the Gemara at the beginning of the second Perek in Beitza, where Hillel and Shammai both prepared for Shabbos the whole week. They had different ways to prepare. They kept something for Shabbos. Whenever they found something, they would keep it for Shabbos, or they would say, don't worry, Hashem's gonna help me out. But either way, that's, we know, the mitzvah of Zachar, Hashem Masabbos Akadsho, applies really every day of the week, and that's the Arizal instituted the custom based on the Ramban in Parshas Yisro of saying the Yom every morning. Hayom Yom Rishon L'Shabbos, Sheni L'Shabbos, because that is a Kiyam of hoping. And that's why the Pasuk says here that we will be Zoche, Shomer Emunim. The Gemara, the end of Makkos, it's an amazing Gemara which requires elaboration. We'll just mention it, but the Gemara in the last daf says that even though there are 613 mitzvos, David distilled them into 11. It doesn't mean that we didn't do all the others. It means we have to do all of them. But there were, if we need to focus on, Klal Yisrael in certain generations needed to distill into 11. And then, of course, the Pasuk in Tehillim, and then it says Yishayo, we'll have this in Perek Lamed Gimel, made it into 6, and Micha made it into 3. But the last line, B'chabakuk, V'he'emidon al-achas. Habakkuk said, what is the root of the Torah, of all of the relationship with Hashem? Shneemar, V'tzadik be'emunaso yichyeh. A tzaddik and his emuna will live. That's why we will be zocha bizman ha-geula, because we are shomer emunim throughout the generations. Rabbi Schwab writes here in his commentary, we never give up on our emuna, no matter how long it takes to be fulfilled. This is an enormous feat of faith, that if the Jewish people have nothing else, the Navi tells us that for this emuna alone, the Jewish people is worthy of being rewarded by the coming of Mashiach. The gates of Yerushalayim will open and admit this honorable nation who kept its face throughout the faith throughout the long gullus, despite thousands of years of disappointments. V'yavo goy tzadik shomer emunim. So that's just on the first pasuk. There is also a drasha, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud Darshins, shomer emunim, could also be understood as a nation that says amens. That's what the Gemara says. There are a few deus of when is a person zochet to go to Olam Haba, but one of the opinions, Kuf Yud Abay, is all the way at the bottom, when Amar Rabbi Meir, Misha Sheyomer Amen. And he quotes the public, Shomer Amunim, Atikri Shomer Amunim, El Sheomer Amen. And that's what the Ramah quotes. The Ramah quotes in Arachayim, that when does a child start to earn his Olam Haba? Based on this Gemara, Kuf Chaf Dalid, says in Hilchas Fila, the Ramah says, V'yolami Banav Haktanim Sheyanu Amen, Ki Miyad Shatino Gone Amen, Yesh Lo Chelek L'Olam Haba. Amazing. That's based on the pasuk right here in Sefer Yeshayahu. Okay, we continue. What else does Yeshayahu tell us? Yetzer, Samuch, Titzor, a Yetzer. I mean, that's talking about us also. We were Someich. We relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Titzor, guard us. Shalom, shalom. Give us peace. Give them peace. Yeshayahu talking to Hashem, so to speak. Bizman HaGeula. Kivecha Batua, because they were Boteach in you. And then, Bitchu B'Hashem Adayah, the pasuk we say every day. Kibaka Hashem, Tzur Olamim. But trust in Hashem, and he gives the Bnei Yisrael, he gives us chizuk, have bitachon, adei ad forever, ki baka Hashem tzur olamim, because Hashem is our rock. That phrase we know from the Zmiros, in Menucha v'Simcha, that five-word phrase appears also, ki baka Hashem tzur olamim. It's interesting that in the context here, that pasuk, ki baka Hashem tzur olamim, is referring to bizman hageula, but in the context of Menucha v'Simcha, the Baal HaZemer is talking about Ma'aseh Bereishis. That's what all the Menucha v'Simcha is about. So it really can mean both. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is outside of time. So bitachon in him, capital H, is really outside of time. Rav Hirsch writes in a number of places, once is in Bereishis, the first time maybe where the word appears in the Torah, where the pasuk says, at the end of Perachav Aleph, Vayikra Shamim Hashem Kel Olam. God is called Kel Olam. Olam is from the word Helam, hidden. Why? Because, says Rav Hirsch, Olam, forever, and God is hidden forever. But really, he's outside of time. And when we're in the present, we have to look towards the future. And when we focus too much on the future and it looks bleak, we have to focus on the present and look what we have here. Everywhere else, says Rav Hirsch, when in trouble, one directs one's thoughts to the future. And looking to the future, one tries to find consolation for an inconsolable present. Our sages lead us to the reverse idea. Just at the time when our present has become a laughingstock for the world, they taught us to look on every present moment as being already a part of the future. Right? This is all part of the process. The present is already a part of the future. And to think of God as a Melech Ha'olam, the ruler and director of the hidden future, which is slowly maturing to perfection in the course of time. And that's what we say Here, Kibakash Ebsur Olamim, he is the rock of the whole world. He is the hidden rock, Helam, which means hidden, and that's what Yeshayo gives us chizak. Ki heishach yoshve marom kiryanis gava, because at that time, all the people who were on high in the fortified cities, they will be brought down. Yashpilena, yashpilena, yashpila ad aretz, yagien ad ofer, which seems to be a process. The Malbim also discusses this, that first they are brought down, heshach, like bowing, then yashpilena, they are lowered, and then yagien ad ofer, they are totally destroyed. We know many civilizations that used to be the metropolis of the world, right? They are now sand in the deserts of time. Tirmesena ragel, they will be trampled by feet. Ragle ani pame dalim. Who will trample them? The feet of the poor and of the dalim. Also, impoverished. Who is that referring to? The Radak says they're both talking about Klal Yisrael. But Rashi says ani is Mashiach, as we know from Zechariah. Ani v'rochev alachamor. Dalim are Klal Yisrael. Next, Yeshayo also davens. Does davens that the that we should realize we should have peace, and then Orach Latzadik Meisharim Hashem, please make straight the paths of the tzaddik. Help him. Radak quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Balatar Messiah, also help Klal Yisrael that are staying strong throughout the centuries. Yashar, Magel Tzadik Tfales, please balance the life and the paths that you put in front of a tzaddik. Af Orach Mishpatecha Hashem Kivinucha, the way of your justice Kivinucha, they helped. What does the Radak mean? The Radak says even Betoch Hatzaris Mishpat, which is strict justice throughout history, that there was strict justice and we were punished throughout the ages, and we will see at that time that it was a punishment. Remember, we mentioned a couple of days ago on the pasuk of Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo, which is the from the end of quoted at the end of Maseches Tainis, about the story with Hashem in the middle. From the Netziv, you see the back, and then you see the front. You see the back and front when there's dancing. So, says the Radak here, even during the Tzaras Kivinucha, they hoped for you, they had a tshuka for you. Be'eshi giyo mishpatecha aleinu, she'ita miyaser otanu, begalus bachato seinu, afal pikein, says the Radak. Kivinu lecha, v'lo haylinu misyashim min ha'gula, we never gave up. We never gave up, right? That's what the Chazal even say on the pasuk in they're kedoshim in your hands, even though they're tuku, even though when they are downtrodden and they're pushed, they still keep the faith and the belief of tzipisa li Yeshua. L'shimcha ulezichrcha ta'avas nafesh. They have a taiva. They have a yearning to be close to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So the Rambam describes also in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, where the Rambam discusses, when we look at the world, there are different ways to find God. One of the ways to find God is through the Torah. That's what the Rambam talks about in Sefer HaMitzvahs. But in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the Rambam talks about that one of the ways to find God is looking around at the world. And that's what he talks about in famous comments in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, Bishashi is Boni Adam B'maisa, V'bru Avad Eflam. When we look around and we realize the Chachma of the world, Ein La Erech, V'lo Kates, Miyad, every little detail. I was just learning a Gemara recently with my Talmidim. Why does the sun start in the east and end set in the west? It's as if the sun is bowing to a Kodesh Why doesn't it go straight down in the middle of the day? It'll be hard for people if it gets just dark right away, or it doesn't get bright in the morning. Every tiny little element of nature is unbelievable. So the Rambam says, right when we look and think about God, we think about the world, Miyad, who ohev, umishabeach, umifar, umisave, taiva, gedola. We have a tremendous desire, leida. Doesn't mean to be close to, because how do you get close to the infinite? The Rambam's logic is leida. Hashem agadol, kamosh amar David, samanafshi, lelokim, lekel chai. That's what Yeshayo is talking about here. Ta'avas nafesh. We have had a taiva for you, Hashem. Nafshi v'sicha balayla. My heart has desires even at night, even when it's dark, even when it's gullus, avruchi bekir bi ashacharecha, I will still think about you, ashacharecha, I will yearn for you. The Malbim says, even from the word shachar, the morning, even when there's a little bit of geula, a little bit of hope, we still attach ourselves to try to connect to that hope. If you look at the Rabbi Schwab's sefer here, the quote from his son and from the editors, that maybe this pasuk is the source for Elokai Neshama, right? So every morning we say Neshama Shenasati B'Tahorihi Ruchi B'Kirbi. That sounds like an Elokai Neshama phrase. Ki Kasher Mishpatecha LaAretz Tzedek Lomdu Yoshvi Teva. When your mishpat will eventually be on the Aretz, everybody will realize that you are the ultimate judge. Yuchan Rasha Balama Tzedek, and then rhetorically asks Yishayo, will a Rasha have favor. Balaam Atzedek, he doesn't learn righteousness. Be'eres Nechochos, in the land of the straight, Ya'avel, he does crooked. Ubal Yira Geos Hashem. He doesn't recognize the greatness of Hashem, meaning even at the time of Geula, even when it's still clear, it is so, there will still be people who will be Akshanim and stubborn and refuse to see as the process is starting to take place. The next pasuk Rashi says that is difficult, even Rashi says here, Ra'isi Medrash Agada Rabim Limikrosha Parsha Zu. Some of the pshatim that I've seen don't fit into the words, and some of it don't fit into the text. But either way, we'll give a pshat that we could give. Says the pasuk, Hashem, Rama Yadcha Bal Yechazayun. So one pshat is that this is continuing what we were just talking about. Hashem, you're going to lift up your hand, says Yeshayo, and some people will still not see it. Yechazu V'yevoshu Kinas Am. Eventually, though, they will see and be embarrassed from the kinah that Hashem will take onto the Am. Af Eish Tzarecha Tochleim. Also, the fire of the enemies, Tochleim, will eat them. When they see the fires that will befell the enemies of the Jews, they will recognize Hashem, and then finally Yeshayahu now switches gears. Tispo Shalom Lanu. Give us Shalom. Right, just like we end every Shmona Esrei, Sim Shalom. Interesting, Mefarshim talk about that. It doesn't seem to be a bracha of Hoda'ah. We know that the last three are not Hoda'ah. Ritzei is also not Hoda'ah. But Sim Shalom is based on the beginning of that bracha, which is Berachas Kohanim. The last part of Berachas Kohanim is V'yaseim Lecha Shalom, Sim Shalom. So once the Kohanim blessed us with Shalom, we use that opportunity to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Shalom. Ki gam kol ma'aseinu pa'alto lanu. Hashem, bless us with Shalom, because all of your actions are pa'alto lanu. It's all you. It's all you. And without Shalom, the Radak says, then everything else falls away. Hakol talui b'shalom. And that's why we end every Shemona Esrei like that. Continuing, Hashem Elokeinu balunu adonim zulasecha. Throughout history, there have been other masters upon us. Levad b'chanaska shemecha, but you're the only one. And now, says the Yeshayo, we're about to talk about Tchias HaMesim. So before we talk about Tchias HaMesim, Yeshayo's davens, Mesim bal yichyu. The Mesim of our enemies do not revive. Refayim bal yakumu. Lochein pakata v'tashmideim v'ta'abid kol zeich halomo. They will be totally destroyed, as the Torah says, macho timche. Yosafta lagoy Hashem, yosafta lagoy nichbadata. Many different pshatim, what this pasuk means. Rashi says, Hashem, everything you gave us is really for your kavod. You gave us Torah, you gave us Gedulah. When the Jews act nobly, then there's a Kiddush Hashem in the world. So you've given us a lot, but it's all for your kavod. Richakto kol katzvei aretz. And you have distance kol katzvei aretz. Either that means, Rabbi Schwab quotes Tu Pshatim, you've distanced all the Rishayim to the edges of the earth, or the Jews have gone out to Galus to the edges of the earth and made a Kiddush Hashem by everything that you've given them and that we have been able to sanctify our lives and act as role models. The Yalkut here again discusses that maybe there's another pshat, Yosafta, everything that you give us, Hashem, we do a mitzvah with. You give us a baby, we do bris milah. You give us a firstborn, we do pidyon haben. You give us a house, we put on a mezuzah. We put on a makkah. Right? All the different items that you give, we add on to it. Hashem, and continues to show you, batsar pekaducha, in sorrows throughout history, we call to you. Right, we dive into you. Right, if you look at the Netziv, has a beautiful lashon. The Netziv writes in one of his essays, "Umikal shekein k'shanu beina mitzekim be'eretz nachriya ve'en lanu lishain ela alavina shabashamayim nimsa hakotzim hamesabevim otanu heima meginim aleinu lisrachik me'avas hatev ashi rechokem imenu." Says the Netziv, it's the tzara itself that causes us to be close to Hashem. But tzar, connecting to what we just had in the previous pasuk, everything you do, Hashem, brings us closer to you, and it's your kavod. So batzar, in the difficulty, pikaducha, we called out to you, tzakun lachash, you heard our whisperings, musar chalamo, right, you heard when we were having difficulty. Kimo, and then we have the mashal. Kimo haratakriv laledes, tachil tizak b'chavaleh, like a woman in labor, she screams out, Kain hayinu bipanecha Hashem. So too, we were like in front of you. Harinu chalnu kamo yolanu ruach. And we were sick, like giving birth to air. So what does all that mean? So the pashas is, you might say, like a woman gives birth, like during the time, it's painful, it's terrible, but there's a hope, because we know at the end there's going to be a baby. So it could be a positive pasuk, but it could also be a more difficult pasuk. The Radak says, what does it mean? Yolanu ruach. What happens if a woman goes into labor for hours and it's forced labor and then it stops? It's like depressing. I'm going to have to do this again. And nothing happened. So Rachmana Litzlan, we know so often, once Sarah passes, there's going to be another one somewhere along the way. This is Jewish history. The Radak says that it's like false labors. That's what Golus is about. But we did, Rav Schwab writes, especially after the Shoah, we thought that was it. It wasn't going to be soldiers from any friendly country. It was going to be Elio Anavi and the Mevaser, and that was very depressing to us. That's what's described by Yeshayahu already. There are going to be these moments in labor, but it's all part of the process. Yeshuos Balnasa Eretz Bal Yiplu Yoshvei Tevel. Right? There weren't Yeshuos. There weren't salvations right away. Yeshayahu ends off with a scream and a prayer. Yichyu meisecha nevelasi yekumun tchias hamesim. Rashi says the first part of the pasuk is a tefillah of Yeshayahu, and the second part is Hashem's commanding. Hakitzu v'ranenu shochni afar. Wake up! Yes, kital oras alecha. You have the towel, right? Connecting rain, dew, and tchias hamesim. As we know, there's a lot. The Gemara, the first daf in Tainus, the aretz refa'im tapil. In the land of the Rifaim Tapil, it shall fall. In the land of the Rishayim. But here, Yeshayahu Anavi davens for Tchias Amesim. What are the Yesodos Emunah, the Rambam's third principle of faith, belief in Tchias Amesim, in Ilchas Shuva, based on the Gemara in Chelek. If somebody doesn't believe in Tchias Amesim, they won't have part in Tchias Amesim. When is it exactly going to happen? Maybe we'll talk about that in the future at some point. Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban, is it going to be a physical existence in Olam Haba, a spiritual existence? How many stages? What's going to happen? Ultimately, even after the Rambam writes his Shita, he says, but nobody really knows what's going to happen until it actually happens. But that's described. But we definitely believe in Tchias HaMesim. I heard recently a beautiful mashal that, you know, is there any way to explain Tchias HaMesim? He says, we make a bracha, one of the four brachas we say once a year. Seven brachas in Eretz Yisrael, but four brachas once a year throughout the world is Birchas Eilanos, bracha on the blossoms. Imagine in the winter, the tree looks dead, it's dry, it's cold, and all of a sudden, blossoms come out. It's mamish like Tchias HaMesim. It's mamish like, it's dead, and what do we say? Oh, but it's in there. The same thing with Tchias HaMesim. The loose bone, there's something in there. There's a sap, there's a tau that's still in there, and it's just going to take longer than just seasons, but it's going to happen. And that's what's so exciting about the bracha on the Ilanos. Lech ami bo b'chadarecha. He ends off by saying, warning, Jews, but B'nai Yisrael, you're going to have to go in, b'shas gogol magog, you're going to have to go privately into your rooms. Skar delascha ba'adecha. Chavikim adreg ad yavar zama, until the zam passes. You know, the Gemara darshan's from there. Hashem is angry for a second, and Bilam knew exactly that second, but that's pasuk is darshan in Misachas brachas and elsewhere. Kinei Hashem yotzei b'mkomo lefkod avon yoshev haaretz alav. Hashem's going out to judge the land. The gil saaretz et stameha v'lotachasa od al harugeha. And the end, last pasuk in this paragraph is also giving us some chizik. The land will not cover up the blood. Every murderer and every terrorist throughout Jewish history and every spiller of Jewish blood will not get away with it. The land will not swallow up the blood. The blood will be spit out, and Hashem will punish each and every enemy of ours, because an enemy of ours, of course, is an enemy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A lot in this parak of Hashem. We will continue, Be'ez Hashem, next time with the next one.